WHM Mobile.
WHM, KD2BNG Mobile.
Say.
I just out and about. Warmed up a bit, didn't it?
According to the temperature gauge of my car, it's 69 degrees here in Hartwell, Georgia. I'm headed out to mail a package, grab some lunch real quick. It's a beautiful day.
Hartwell, all right, you're coming into this repeater fairly good then.
Yeah, in sort of a sweet spot. I get to hit the Greenville repeater and get all the upstate, and then I hit the Gainesville repeater and get all of North Georgia.
Probably on high ground then.
I think according to Google Maps, elevation is 735 feet above sea level, so there's some low spots in Hartwell, but for the most part, it gets out pretty good.
You're going to make it, but you could also try the Mount Mitchell repeater, which is like in North Carolina, 146.19 something, I think.
Mobile and couldn't make it. I hadn't tried it on my base. I may try that. I hadn't thought about that in a while, to tell you the truth. So that's a good reminder. Appreciate it.
This one, that one has pretty good coverage. It's a bit far west of me, but then again, you're a lot further west than I am. So I could probably hit it with the right antenna.
Location, you in Greenville or outskirts or?
I'll be for the moment in Simpsonville, which is on the outskirts of Greenville, a few miles west, or east rather.
Simpsonville, in Hartwell, I used to turn left and go to work at Clemson University. Did that for about 8.5 years, and now I turn right out of my driveway and go to work at the University of Georgia. So we used to spend a lot of time in Greenville, Simpsonville for concerts, different things like that.
Okay, I'm on the highway again. I guess I'm heading toward Fountain Inn. Yeah, this repeater, I'll be able to hang on to this repeater until I get to like Clinton. Then I'll start to lose it. Although I've had it sometimes almost as far as Columbia.
Yeah, that's a good repeater, no doubt. Being up on the elevation it is, 3,500 feet, it's definitely got some good coverage.
Mitchell repeater, I think, is at about 6,000 feet, and it actually is probably even less power, but, you know, it's got the location, so it's got, I'd say, at least 100-mile footprint.
If everything else, location, 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 so, but yeah, I'll try Mount Mitchell on my base when I get home. I've got a fairly new, 6 months ago, I put up a different antenna, got it up about 35 feet, so maybe that'll let me get into it from home.
If I'm about 80 miles from it as the crow flies, then from Hartwell, you're probably twice as far, but, you know, I can also make most of these repeaters with the lousiest of antennas. The best antenna I got right now is this copper tubing J-pole, which isn't even outside. It's sitting in the bedroom by a corner, you know, by the outside wall. So I got to put up a proper antenna one day.
I got to do it some way or another. And I started with a copper J-pole on a T-post about 6 foot in the air. And then I bought some antenna mast from old military surplus that got me up about 35 feet, and that's what I got on top of it. I got my 2 meter, and then I got my HF on it, flat topped. So it's work in progress.
We'll do surprisingly well on HF with just a random long wire strung between two utility poles that were a bit more than 100 feet apart. until that blew down one day and I never bothered to put it back up. Difficulty in putting it back up is the house is in between the two poles, so I got to do some creative maneuvering of antenna wire to get the wire back up from one pole to the other.
You'll get it back up. Well, I have arrived at the post office, so let me jump out and say 73s, and it's good to talk to you. Hope you enjoy this beautiful day, and if you're around in a little bit, maybe we'll catch up again. This is N4WHM. I'll be clear on your file.
No problem. N4WHM, KD2BNG, 73s. And yeah, I'm about to arrive at my destination, so it works well. Stick around for the 9 p.m. net if you ever do. And if not, we'll talk to you later.
KO4LAO, W4DJW. Hey, Jim.
W, this is KO4LAO. David, how are you?
Well, it's kind of strange seeing somebody that you know, but you don't know you know for the very first time. It was good to meet you yesterday.
To meet you in person as well. And it was what a marvelous day it was to be out flying.
That was perfect weather for flying, especially there toward the sundown. You could look down the end of the runway to the right, and no sun blinding you in the eyes, and the wind wasn't blowing. You don't get times like that very often around these parts, but it does happen.
That's for sure, and I enjoyed watching the other fellow that was out there flying with him. What did he have, an Alpha Jet or something like that?
He said what the name of it was, but I don't remember. Steve knows. But he's got an F-22 Raptor he's going to bring out there that runs a 6S battery. Yeah, I've got the F-22 that runs a 4S, and it's like a floater. It looks like a Raptor, and it flies like a glider. But he's got the real deal. He's going to bring that out there next. So next time you see him, you ought to see that ought to be impressive, the F-22.
Yeah, a pretty neat deal either way you go. I've enjoyed watching those things fly yesterday.
So do you fly RC too, or just you just do it like for professional reasons?
Do the RC as well, and mostly if it's something I can do with my grandkids. But you know, I do the professional stuff too. And what a great place to go fly if you can do it, you know.
So how long have you been a member out there?
I joined 2017, 2018, somewhere around in there.
Okay, so around the same time I joined, around 2014, I think, is when they formed the club, 2014 or 2015. That's when I was flying with the guy that was over here from Germany that worked at BMW out at WCRC, and that's when that field opened. I decided I better go reserve me a spot over there just in case, because WCRC was about to collapse. But anyway, good to wonder we haven't ever run into each other at the field before.
Hey, listen, real quick, I got to run. I got to drop some stuff off here, and I'm at my place, but I'd like to talk to you more. If you're on the back side of this, I'll give you a call back.
Okay, well, I'm just building a flight controller, so I ought to be here unless I just go downstairs for a break or something. KO4LAO, W4DJW, catch you later.
KO4LAO, will be clear for a few.
With KO4LAO, KO4NUE. Jim, when you get back in, give me a holler if you got a minute, sir.
Wilco, KO4LAO.
With Uniform 2 Tango Mobile.
Where you going, Rusty? W4DJW.
Unfortunately, I'm headed to the grocery store.
Ooh, I put that off last time for 3 weeks. Normally I go 2 weeks. Sometimes it's 1 week. But once in a great while, it's 3 weeks. And ouch, did it hurt walking out of that store?
Yeah, well, I've already been to Walmart this morning and picked up a bunch of stuff there. And that was about $60. But some of the stuff I was going to get at the grocery store was cheaper at Walmart, so I got it there. And now I'm headed for the things like fresh veggies and bread products and milk and things like that, which I know that Walmart's I sometimes suspect about some of their freshness on some of their stuff I've seen there. So I've pretty much quit buying that at Walmart. I prefer to get that at my favorite Publix because I know the people there and everything, and I've seen their stuff come in fresh. So anyway, you still working on that controller?
I am, and I just hooked up a transceiver, a 70-centimeter transmitter, where it sends telemetry down to the ground station, and it's not communicating, which means I probably reverse transmit and receive wires, so I've got to go over to another desk and reverse transmit and receive wires. You know, when you're doing an RS-232 connection, transmit on one has to go to the receive on the other, and the transmit on the other has to go to receive on the other. They can't go transmit to transmit and receive to receive. They have to cross over. I think I missed it because they're not talking to each other.
Most of that, I didn't get a lot of it because there's a section on this road I travel over here that for some reason there's something interfering with frequency, particularly this frequency. So I don't know what's going on. You know, I've filed a complaint with somebody for all the good it's done, but there's just something interfering that they've got up there for something that's interfering with radio along here. So. But anyway, well, sounds like you need to step back a second, take a second look at, a third look at it, before you jump back in it, refresh your head, refresh your hands, and then go at it again, you know? Have done that a time or two on some of the projects I worked on.
That's affirmative, and it sounds like you got somebody else in here jumping in ready. So I'm gonna go into listen-only mode while I go over here and reverse my transmit and receive wires. W4DJW.
I'll catch you later. HXS, go right ahead, sir.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. And I use that term loosely. What's going on today?
With a flight controller that he's got, the two sides aren't talking to each other like they're supposed to. I went by to pick up my computer where they were doing some work on putting in a new, replacing the small hard drive with a bigger hard drive in it, laptop that I bought here recently. And the operating system doesn't want to load properly, so he had to go back and do a different type of way of loading it up so it'd get it right working. And now I'm headed to the grocery store where things can get expensive, you know.
About the expensive food. Now, I kind of caught a little bit of what you were saying. Something is some interference on this frequency, or is it where you're at? Because I know there's a dead spot down by Pleasantburg and Wade Hampton down there. I know there's a little bit of a dead area down there.
Now, this is over here in Spartanburg on Reedville Road, right after you cross I-26 coming out of town, you cross over I-26, and you get past a couple of the traffic light right there at the interstate, and then from there to a place about, the distance of a block down, maybe a little, or a tiny bit further than that, there's something interfering with, I don't know whether it's just this frequency, or, you know, maybe all radio in that area, but every time I get into that area, you know, it gets so noisy that I can't hear nothing, and, you know, I'm sure I'm getting out, but hearing people coming in is what the problem is, something in there interfering with it.
I got to pay attention to that, because I'm, you know, I go to Spartanburg from time to time, and next time I do that, I'll have to give it a listen and see. I don't think I've ever experienced that.
Transmitting. I can be just driving through that area with my radio on and be on 6-1, and it gets so noisy through there, I don't know what is being transmitted in that area. There's something in that area that's creating that, and it's sometimes I can hear across, but most of the time that area maybe, you know, 100 yards or 150 yards is just, you can't hear it. I mean, and so I just usually leave my radio hanging up when I'm there. You know, the mic hanging up instead of trying to talk to somebody.
I understand now. Yeah, I have to get that a listen next time I drive that way. I'm in my vehicle. That's really interesting. I haven't heard too much of that kind of thing around here.
Some asshole just run a red light. I mean, both of us had time to stop, slow down and stop. I did. Him and his big old pickup truck, he just sped up and went through the red light, and it had been red a while, so at least the people waited coming up. They seen him coming and waited, so. Oh, that could have been nastier, because one of the things pulling out of the side road was a tractor trailer rig.
Yeah, my wife and I, we went down into town, down to Woodruff Road on Monday, and we had this young kid on our butts, and just loudest little rice burner car, just annoyingly on our tail. I mean, I couldn't even see his front bumper. That's how close he was. And right on through traffic, you know, going down some of the back streets down to Lazy Boy down on Woodruff, and it's like, wow, are you kidding me?
He's driving one of these big pickup trucks, and instead of slowing down, and he would have had time to slow down because he was further back from the light than I was when it started changing. And it was red well before either one of us got close to it. So, no, I went ahead and stepped on the brake and came to a safe stop. This guy, it had been red, and he just jumped on his gas pedal and sped up a little bit more and ran right through it. I just sat there cringing and hoping that nobody tried to make a quick turn off of that side street. And all. But it was good. So what are you up to today?
Mr. James, on a job, we gotta go fix an AC unit. And we got to find a leak and try and plug it and fix it. Other than that, that's pretty much what I'm doing today. Just getting ready for the holiday season. Thankfully, we already got our turkey. And we didn't pay $100 for it. Thank God.
Phone number from you sometime soon so I can call you. Because I want something. I want you guys to come look at something for me. And that's the MMW you're talking about, right?
The one and only.
Oh, Jimmy boy. And, yep, he's done a lot of work over here. But, yeah, I need more work done. And of course, I'm not going to do anything on the radio because that's illegal. But I figure one of these days I'll get your number and give you a call and we can talk and then you can come over and talk to me.
Yeah, no problem. Well, on the radio, I'm Hey Dave. But if you got a pencil, I'll give you my number.
Kind of hard to write while driving.
Oh, come on now. You can't multitask? Oh, jeez.
I'm not one of those fools that thinks he can read a book and drive down the road or, you know, eat a sandwich with both hands and still drive down the road. Don't do that stuff. That's an accident looking for a place to happen, and I don't want to be that one.
Oh, you can't do your nails and comb your hair, too? Oh, my gosh. Oh, yeah.
Ain't going to happen. Got some guy standing over here on the cart return in front of the Publix with his nice camera taking some kind of pictures. Wonder who he's taking pictures for. Well, I have arrived here, Dave, and I'm going to get out and go on inside and get my grocery shopping done and see how much that's going to hurt before I head home, because that can be expensive, needless to say. You have a good afternoon. Don't work too hard. And I'll tell you what. I'm stopped now. And I have a pad and I have a pen. Give me your number.
Okay, area code is 772-559-2267.
Call the next couple of days and see what we can do about getting together, because I've got some things I need to have done, and I want to see what the damage is going to be, because I need to have it done and everything. So anyway, well, I'll talk to you later. Let me head on into the store and see if I can, you know, stay keep keep it under $200 anyway. I don't want to get that high. Talk to you later, Dave. KB2HXS, W2T, 73s.
Yeah, no worries. Yeah, give me a call when you can. W2T, KB2HXS, 73.